Oh, God. Yo, what was that
thing? I feel like nunchucks are, like, an in-between.
Nunchucks are not Democrat or Republican?
Yeah, they're the libertarian weapon of choice.
I don't even want to ask you to expand on that.
No, I kind of want to, like, hear what the fuck do you mean by that.
I kind of like the idea of, like, having weapons that are, like, being, like, anti-gun, but having every other weapon.
Oh, yeah. Well, staff.
Like, I've got, like, a sword and shit.
Staff infection.
So, like, what would Republicans have if they couldn't have guns?
Blankets with, like, illnesses. I've got those.
Ooh, that's
like,
real.
A weapon of choice.
CIA has made everything, man. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Emma Dahlenberg podcast.
Since biological warfare, yeah. We're
oh,
on
it's
that.
Real. RFK, since the last time you were here, Emma, we're all significantly more famous and handsome. So it's great to have you back. Ladies and gentlemen, Emma Dahlenberg. Come on, round of applause.
Hello, cameras.
Don't look at them too hard.
Yeah, they're scary when you
they
really
bite.
Look at them.
They yeah. bite. Yeah, they I bite just a little bit.
I like to just, you know, like, look at faces, you know. Yeah, yeah. We're here, the cameras, they're observers.
They're just...
Can you see my eyes?
Cucks.
They're cucks to a good conversation. Oh, yeah, that's what the podcast is, cucking the people.
Literally.
Y'all wish you were talking like this.
Damn.
That's so great.
Should we cut out that first part? I think.
Sure. Yeah.
which part? Which part?
Up until I said I brought up biological warfare. Let's like cut
that one. That was good.
Basically, we just
no,
have
I'm
to
in
cut.
My head. I'm already in my head. Like I shouldn't have said that.
No, bro. We're not editing. This.
We basically just would have to start all over completely. Because yeah.
It's not the worst idea.
We could start at the, you know...
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen...
The cuck part. We can let the audience know that they could be cucks.
Welcome to...
Because there's nothing wrong with being a cuck. There's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the other thing. I don't want to say it. Welcome to Emma's sex podcast.
No, we don't need to...
What's the other thing?
My joke. My bit.
What?
He wants to know my joke, I'll tell you.
No,
later.
You don't know.
I already told her, and she's saying don't do it. It needs to be worked on.
It does need to be worked on.
Ladies and gentlemen, last night we let the Riddler talk.
Whoa.
Even Kai Cenat and I Show Speed were hitting the gritty. And Baby Gronk was rizzing up Libby Dunn. I went to college.
Wait, was this a joke?
No, it's a song.
I don't know.
You ever heard that song?
No,
you know Last
know.
Night, Morgan Wallen?
No.
Last night.
I'm sorry, I had to take this out again. Talk. I already am like, I
Jesus
can't do
Christ,
this.
Jesus Christ, man.
I can't do
you
this.
You want a napkin?
The Zen is, yeah.
Here, I got some.
Wait, no, yeah, give me a fresh one.
I
don't want his pocket napkin. Like, I don't want any of him.
No, everybody is always so mean about my pocket napkin, man.
Yeah, because it's in your
pocket.
Yeah,
because it's been in your pocket, and God knows where that's been.
Where have my pockets been? How can a pocket be anywhere other than
no, the,
within
the napkin? I feel like you're somebody that reuses it and then, like,
secure.
Puts it back in your, like, pocket.
In the helm of... Oh,
I bet
God.
You wipe off your hands with that napkin and put it back in your pocket.
That's
I
giving
bet.
Me way too much credit.
I bet.
For my hands. No, they do sweat sometimes. I need my mom.
So that's your, like, sweat hand
yeah,
sweat
yeah,
napkin?
Exactly.
Your, like, hands in your pocket just, like, squeezing
hands on my
it
knees.
Out.
Shaking ass. Can
hands
we swear yet?
Knees,
we're just trying to get to the point. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about how Sexy Red is under Drake's label. So you do see this push, and he is making money off of, you know, Sexy Red. So I don't, do you think that's, you know, a point to him where it's like, that's good? Or is he just another industry guy? I mean, there's Pete Davidson saying that Drake's whole thing is a character. You know, he's the best actor in the world, the best guy to act as a rapper. And he's
yeah.
pretty dang good at the job. So are we all actors, you think?
Well, okay, to answer the
mean?
First question,
yeah.
I'm happy Sexy Red is getting her bag. You know, however she has to get her bag, she got her bag. She has got a producer
just, yeah.
who's putting her where
right.
she needs to be. It's working. It's Drake. I don't know what my opinion is on Drake. I
yeah.
don't know. I really don't know. I. It's weird. The whole what I do know about Drake is weird. Like, I don't like that
yeah, yeah.
he has been into, like, teenage girls over
sure.
and over. Pretty weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He was an actor. Like, I mean, he was on Degrassi.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he got
played,
shot on Degrassi, too.
Yeah. and he played like his character on Degrassi very well. Clearly is good at acting.
He's a great actor.
And the way he's kind of evolved with time is very like with like I'm trying to like seem hard like because that's what the people want rather than just being himself.
Yeah,
and he's
yeah.
Canadian, which is just kind of like
He well he dropped 15 songs. That's
honestly, you were like kind of okay with all of that up until the Canadian
one. It's all of it combined, you know, of it combined. Like he's the Canadian poser pedophile, dude. Like those, that's a triad.
PDF file. Is what we say tonight for the censors.
Canadian PDF file.
Yeah. Well, he dropped 15 songs in the last month, and
really,
I haven't heard any of them.
Me either. I didn't even know he did.
So now he's resorting to round two with Kendrick. So
no, it was kind of actually really funny. He put out 100 gigabytes of Not What You Think.
What?
Yeah, he just put out this like entire file of 100 gigabytes of like just footage,
voice music,
voice memos, just random shit.
But he's losing his shit right now.
Broke it, yeah.
No, he's losing his mind. No, he that's crazy to do that. Like that's really weird.
Like with no plan or anything.
It was all like footage from like various like past like way old albums.
Ghostwriting for Kanye and stuff.
Yeah, like Take Care, like
Now moving on to Kanye, now that we're talking about these giant superstars, elitist
that was a transition.
Yeah, yeah. Well you heard he's on the Nitrous, right?
What?
You heard that he's on the Nitrous?
No.
He's got a dentist, unfortunately, who's a handler, and this dentist has done it to other celebrities, Lil Uzi, Post Malone.
What?
Basically giving them recreational nitrous use, and they're just like fried out of their heads, man.
What the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
Post Malone turned out. He's doing good.
I mean, he might be okay now, but like, there's footage of all these people that are going through the nitrous withdrawals, or they're like twitching on stage and shit because they need it. And Amy Winehouse had the same mannerisms. Whoa.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is. Sorry to bring it down, but I had to inform y'all. Save Ye. They're doing a hashtag Save Ye.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, he's like, it's like even he almost feels like a vulnerable adult. Where it's like someone's gotta look out for him.
Yeah, hey man, mental illness is no laughing. My cousin's got psychosis, man.
Everybody has a little psychosis.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, thank God I took that Xin out because I can feel if I had that in for any longer, I'd be toast right now.
What else
would you experience psychosis?
Mm-hmm.
I've experienced throwing up probably.
That
level of psychosis.
You don't have to actually, yeah.
Well, gotta take some deep breaths. Sometimes something about Zins, dude. I don't
know.
No,
you got no same. Lightheaded.
What kind of coffee did you have?
Angie said an espresso tonic. Apparently, tonic is all sugar. I thought it was a nice water. I thought it was like club soda.
Emma just found out tonic water is sugar.
Fuck that, dude. That's rhubarb syrup and tonic water, which is like, you know, not to be all like, I don't drink sugar, but like,
it's bad for you. Yeah.
Weak stomach. I thought it was much cleaner.
It's got the same amount of sugar as a soda. Did you know?
It's fucked up. So I just drank a soda.
I believe it.
Yeah.
That's like so much.
You might as well drink the soda.
So much just put in the gut.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there.
My gut biome is weak, dude. All the predators got murdered, I feel like. I feel like our gut biome, if mine was a jungle, mine's been like taken over by like big game hunters.
Big game hunters, God forbid. Oh.
Yo.
I'm trying to rebuild my gut, the predatory nature. Needs to come back.
Yeah. So what worked on the last time you're here, what worked from that episode?
I don't remember what we talked about at all.
What did the people like? People like
I think the last episode was insane. There was any coherence to what
there,
we talked
there
about.
There wasn't.
I remember being like, I don't know how to answer your questions.
I was off of like no sleep on that. That was crazy.
You were in an insane state that day.
Yeah, I was. That was crazy.
It was fun though. I had fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a wild time. I can't recall anything that we even talked about because there was nothing we actually talked about.
Yeah, which is kind of awesome that we managed to not talk about anything for an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody, go watch that first episode that we did with Emma for context.
I was sober then.
Really? Oh, yeah.
I was drinking kava tea. I was, like, sober, but, like, drinking, like, a four-bag kava tea.
It's an opioid.
Every day. Drinking two four-bag kava teas.
Jesus, man. That's, like, old-school drugs, for sure.
It was nice, though. I felt pretty, like, calm and grounded.
With the kava,
would hope.
Yeah. The kava and sobriety besides the kava.
And so, when did you
sober from again?
Everything.
Just everything?
Yeah. Just raw dog in life. I like the people that are raw dog in like 8-hour flights. They're just like, no music, no headphones.
I saw
personal record 12-hour flight, no water, no yeah.
No movies, just fucking locked in.
I saw
in.
A new one is like locked in on a 2-hour Zoom meeting, no switching, just looking straight at the screen.
I like that. Like,
people are crazy. Oh, yeah. Like, dude, I get these eye massagers though. They're awesome for like that kind of thing.
What? Eye massager?
Yeah, actually,
like from the sharper image.
This is an up. I just got
like a little fucking robot that fucking.
Here's one of my ups in the last like few months. Ups. Realized I qualify for TikTok Shop, so I get free things from TikTok.
No way.
Like, so you can request stuff is like to get for free, and then if you make a video, you have to make a video about it or whatever.
Selling it, right? In your commission.
Yeah. And I just got the first one, and it was these like they're like. Look like giant eye like bug goggles, but they're like heated and they vibrate and they have like massage things, so they massage your sinuses and like around your like.
Oh, no.
And it's like I've literally never been touched there, you know, like in like
it's good for you. Yeah.
I don't think most people have.
Well, most women,
it's incredible.
Men don't know what they're doing up there, you know.
Yeah, with like the eye sockets.
Yeah,
it's an untapped, an untapped hole.
Well, the Mormons all are over it, you know.
Yeah,
they're all over any untapped holes. They know because they could sex. You know,
don't tell the Mormons about the eye sockets. They'll be up in there. They'll come up with some, like three
guns. They're gonna take soaking to a whole new level.
Cry on my dick. Cry on my dick.
Oh, it's so wet.
Yo, get that eye socket wet, baby.
No, you know, that's why it is the Emma Dahlenberg sex podcast, because we wanted, because we got we got a lot of requests to go deeper on about like intimacy on this podcast. Women want to come in here and talk about.
Nobody asked.
No, at least one person has wanted to come on here.
You.
No, there's a. I don't know who it was, but like,
our comments don't even.
We don't get comments.
No, that's not true. Our comments are hateful. They're just like. It's always like this.
But there's love out. Come on, we need love for all these hate comments, man.
Yeah, bring these guys so some fucking love.
Yeah, man.
This is sad. Bring them some like. No, because
it's always like on the shorts of like his like random rants, and they're always just like. Somebody gotta stop giving this guy weed. He can't keep him doing this.
I get those comments too.
Oh, yeah.
This bitch is so stoned.
Right.
People love to say that.
No,
people
are.
Say, I want to smoke with this bitch. And I'm like, yeah, that's nice.
That's nice. That's a nice comment.
That's respectable.
Yeah.
Am I stoned right now? A little.
But, like, California sober. Yeah. Are you?
No.
He took the edible. No. So let's talk about what do you guys want to talk about?
Lifetime Fitness.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that Lifetime
Fitness? So I was just at the bougiest gym in Minnesota. Lifetime Fitness.
Oh, and Edina too, yeah.
Yeah,
the bougie
bro.
Suburb.
Super. So it's like two white Jeeps just like crashed into each other in the parking lot. Parked in parking spots. Helicopters. And I'm like... Then one cop is like parked behind my car. So I whistle at him. I'm like... I'm like trying to get him to move his fucking car, and he was like, yeah. "Did you just whistle at me, this cop?" And I almost freaked out. I was like, "Yes, sir. Like, I hope you're having a great day, sir. I'm just trying to get out of the fucking here, sir." And like, what happened, by the way? And he's like, "Stabbing." I was like, "What the fuck, bro?"
Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
Stabbing.
Yeah, I think it's the Democrats, man. Is he Dinah?
Are stabbing people?
No, I don't know what. I don't know if they're stabbing, but maybe. What about the Trump shooter? He was a
stabber also.
He was a shooter.
More of a shooter, full weapon.
Yeah,
I just
that was
like,
my Lifetime story. Sorry, guys.
I thought it, just to stab someone at Lifetime Fitness. Thank you. Really funny. That's what I thought.
Yeah, well, for me, it was the whistling at the cop, and then he was pissed.
Yeah.
Don't whistle.
Like, come on, man. I'm already dealing with people stabbing, and you're going to whistle at me?
Yeah. Well, he seemed pretty down about it.
I can't catch a break.
He seemed pretty down about it.
He seemed pretty down about what, the whistling or the stabbing?
The whistling was just like icing on the cake for him. He's like, oh, great, now I'm being fucking...
Catcalled.
Yeah, by a fucking...
Yeah.
Were you catcalling?
Pig called, I guess.
I mean, pig call, yeah.
Was he hot?
No, I was just trying to... I was trying to be demure and...
Demure?
I don't want to hear that word ever again, man.
Wait.
I knew when my HR at my work started using it, I'm just like, I'm done with this.
You should have filed a complaint.
Yeah.
Demure is like the new Gangnam Style.
Rest in peace.
Say nothing else.
Rest in peace, Harambe. He died in a demure fashion.
By being fucking lit up?
I thought it was natural causes.
No, Robin?
Yeah.
No, you tried to eat a kid, so you got killed.
No.
You got shot, man.
Yeah, fucked up.
No wonder it was such a fucking big deal. Now, do you remember 9/11?
I do, actually.
Mm-hmm. And where were you?
Utah.
That's a little suspicious. Over by that flight training school that the terrorists took a flight training.
They took the flight training school here.
They tested atomic bombs in Utah.
Utah's crazy. Utah is wild. Yeah, for sure. The Mormons
and atomic bombs.
Atomic bombs.
That goes so hard, actually.
Terrorism flight school.
That'd be a really good band name. Mormons and atomic bombs.
That's a fire ass name.
Whoa, dude.
Somebody might have taken that.
The Manhattan Project Mormons.
Or like a good cartoon.
That's good too.
Like it's really just about Mormons making atomic bombs. It's just called Mormons.
Like an Adult Swim, like 10
and
minutes.
It starts out where they're using polygamy to make these bombs.
Yeah, like all the wives like are bomb makers.
Yeah.
Oh. I like that, man.
It's awesome.
That's how they built the fucking pyramids.
I watched this
bro.
Like long documentary the other day about Mormonism and the rise and fall of polygamy in the Mormon Church. It's fucking fascinating.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so interesting.
Well, the real thing is how rich they are. Do you know that they're like
They're the wealthiest like religion in the entire world.
It's insane, bro. The Mormon Church is it $200 billion? It's around there.
It's around there.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Basically, what they did was they took all the tithings and they were like investing it into these shell companies, like low key, and like
Mormon LLC.
Yeah, and like just investing in all these different like places and like not telling anybody.
Yeah. That a lot of I think.
Why have I never done anything like that? Like invested.
What? Excuse me?
Hello? You haven't invested like a Mormon?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
No.
You haven't made a shell company?
No.
No, I want to talk about the governor, man, because this hits home.
Tim Walz?
Yeah, I want to talk about Tim Walz.
EP!
I want to talk about him right now.
Everybody is.
He canceled last minute, day of.
Everybody's talking about him.
Yeah, he's trying, you know.
He's like the
Regina George of Minnesota.
He's the what? Regina George. They are trying to paint him like that. Listen, he's fine, right? Progressive, whatever.
Honestly, everything Republicans do, like, hate him. Like, he's like Regina George. Like, wow, that blonde hair. I already got a DUI and pretended to be deaf.
That was crazy. Okay, that was based.
So funny.
To use the term. No, but okay, so what I'm mad at.
I don't know if it's a news article. I just see him coming.
It's true, I think.
He pretended to be deaf.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
He was young.
It's kind of actually really genius and funny.
It's pretty good.
So good.
Yeah. I didn't like, and I'll say, I'll try it for the fourth time.
That's a high IQ move. Yeah.
He canceled a meeting with the Palestinian coalition day of. They were trying to get him to divest Minnesota's investments in Israeli weapons manufacturers. And he canceled the meeting that they took him like a year to get the meeting, and then he just canceled the day of.
Why?
I don't know. Ask him. And this is an open invitation for Tim Walz to come onto the program and discuss your stance
up.
On...
get Tim Walz on Almost Fuzzy.
He was on that one Metro Subway.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, he's trying to be memes out. No, yeah, I just wanted to say that, man. I just, you know. Listen, we're in the age of Aquarius now, right? In 2 weeks, you're going to have the first woman president in Mexico. And in a couple months, you're going to have, most likely, the first woman president of the United States. So that's going to be the whole West controlled by the feminine energy, which is a turning point, honestly.
What about Canada?
I mean, he's argued... Trudeau, you could, you know, argue a lot about, you know, his... You know,
feminine side.
Yeah, sure. Well, he's the first black prime minister. Remember he did that?
Yeah.
No, I do think it's interesting, man. The woman takeover of...
That's so fucking dumb.
But it won't mean shit if they're still going to be bombing, you know? It's like they put the LGBT flag on the bombs and they're like, progress, you know?
Really?
Type shit, you know? Wait, no, for real. Like, who did... Like, type shit. At least now we have a woman... Directing the...
And queer bombs. So,
yeah.
Fuck it, dude. Things are looking better.
Things are looking...
I love this country.
great freedoms. America. I mean, you get some and you give some. I mean,
you get what you give, and I love America.
You know, okay, you know, okay, the biggest air force in the world is the U.S. Air Force. You know what the second biggest air force in the world is?
Australia.
The U.S. Army. Or the U.S. Navy.
Well, it doesn't feel fair that we do this about the same thing.
No, the Air Force is way more powerful. They're the ones that actually have all the UFO proof. The Navy's been kept out of it.
I was waiting for it. I was just waiting
for the alien drop. I think I'm an alien. What do you think about that?
I think we're all aliens. Because there was the black aliens.
He's kind of invalidating. I was just going to say.
You're trying to get me in a corner. No, there's the Chinese aliens.
Fully invalidating my statement.
What do you mean by that?
No, okay, so basically.
It's almost me being like I'm queer, and you mean like, well, everybody's queer.
I mean.
Well, I am an alien.
It's 2024. No, the theory.
Maybe we are all aliens.
Yeah, the Chinese aliens and the Indian aliens. Basically, there was the Homo erectus or whatever before us, right? And then all these races of aliens came and seeded.
I'm sure there was a Homo erectus.
Hey!
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Am I still on camera? Like this?
That's fine. You're still in it. You're probably still in it, yeah. And if you're not, we'll fix it.
I didn't take my Adderall today, so I'm a bit antsy.
Well, AI, do you have any that we can...
Adderall?
Yeah. Also, Emma just found out that Adderall is meth.
Yeah, well, I've known.
She was doing Adderall, drinking tonic water straight, thinking she was on a diet.
Like, it's the same. It feels similar to, like realizing how much Adderall affects me, like, meth does.
Well, when you do meth, you're like...
It's similar to tonic water and club soda difference.
You ever put some Adderall in your tonic water?
Oh.
Instead of Molly, it was, I went to the music festival last, like, when I was, like, 18.
What festival?
Sunset. Sunset, yeah. Accidentally did meth. I was awake for 3 days. It was my first time doing Molly. It was fucked up because I thought it was Molly.
Well, it's great for weight loss.
I was like, it's so crazy that Molly keeps you awake for this long.
Yeah. And what do you think about Ozempic and the Ice Spice stuff? They're saying that
Ice
she's...
Ice Spice is on Ozempic?
Well, they're saying that Ice Spice is on Ozempic. And I don't feel comfortable sitting here with Ben talking about a woman's body, but since we have, you know, a fellow... Well, I don't want to misgender you, but... Are you ex?
I'll speak on the Ozempic.
Yeah, speak on Ozempic.
I say do whatever you feel like you gotta do.
Are you on Ozempic?
Who cares? Am I on Ozempic? No. Do I look like I'm on Ozempic?
You're looking great.
Thanks for that. I look like I'm on Ozempic, y'all.
You got that Ozempic glow.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. What about steroids? Any thoughts on steroids?
I'm on light steroids.
You're on a light TRT?
Yeah.
A little testosterone.
Yeah, I'm anti-Ozempic, but like small dose steroids three times a day.
That's...
3 times.
Injected through the clit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus, man. The visual I just got, man.
Yeah.
TRT right into the click. You're actually just growing a penis. Like,
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm taking non-binary to the next level with steroids.
Fuck yeah.
That's commitment. What about when Israel, during LGBT... month, the gay pride month. They took it's not funny, but they took the gay flag and they fucking made the blue like way big for like to I think for them. They were like
for Israel?
Yeah, bro. they were like they just made the blue stripe way bigger,
they
bro.
They did that?
They're savage, bro, I swear. They're the most they claim they're the most moral army in the world.
Whoa.
They say they're one of the most
good
moral.
On them, I guess.
Well, they warn you before they carpet bomb, so it's like
yeah.
They do the pamphlets and it's like a little QR code on there.
Yeah, they let the queers know like 30 seconds ahead of time. They so get a head start.
Yeah. the
this is not a hate crime.
Yeah.
Well, that's a giant theory that is, if you're talking about good and evil on this earth, that evil has to tell you what they're doing before they do it. To justify, like, through matters of religion, like, that's why they will tell you what they're doing. They're like all sorts of evils. Like, we're going to do this, but it's okay because we're telling you. Manufactured consent. Noam Chomsky? Are you familiar?
I haven't read it, no.
Where do you get your information? I'm just, like, curious.
You know Noam Chomsky? One of the most...
linguist.
Yeah. Political, analyzed, scientist, radical. Marxist.
Words.
Basically... We've given consent to everything, right? We've said yes, but slowly, incrementally to everything. Like, yes, you can put poison in the food. Yes, you can carpet bomb with my U.S. my tax dollars. But it's slow. It's manufactured consent is the definition.
Like Atomic Habits, 1% changes add up, good or bad.
True.
Yeah.
True. And America's really let those 1% changes slide. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, for real.
We're all
it's
ill.
More like a 10 to 20% change.
Well, it's just like over time. Like, first they're like, yay, let's industrialize bread. And then all of a sudden it's, oh no, you can't eat bread without shitting your pants. You know? It's like, how does that happen?
Well, wait, what about people who go to Europe and lose weight and they're just eating hella? And
yeah, like, that's like when I go to Europe, I like get so much healthier.
It's wild.
I was gonna ask because, yeah. Well, we should probably wait to ask these questions because we've got less than 3 minutes before to restart the cameras. But
you can go ahead though. We still got that angle. Let me see what else I have. Immigration. We're gonna touch on immigration too. But you go ahead.
How was your Europe tour? Because you did this whole.
I did a Europe tour. That was a change.
A couple Europe tours in the last year.
One real one. The other one is kind of.
You just visited. Yeah. No, you have a non-binary boyfriend who what do you call it? Who skins whales, right?
Yeah.
Or no, he lives in Wales.
Yeah, he actually lives within a whale and skins it yearly and then switches whales.
You're dating Moby Dick?
Yeah. Moby Dick is non-binary.
That dick was fucking Moby, all right.
Yeah, he's actually just dick.
Yeah.
Actually, no! Yes! Ah, my ball cap!
it's actually Moby ambiguous genitalia now.
Ambiguous genitalia. Yeah.
And then Moby spelled with an I.
It's actually just Richard.
It's actually Moby Dick does, yeah, makes the dick out of the Moby.
Yo, when she Moby's your dick. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is brought to you by ourselves. Once again, self-funded. Keep supporting, keep subscribing. Please make sure to follow us. M already has like 80,000 followers, and we're about to break like, I don't even know, 40?
Let's go.
Yeah,
y'all.
Bro.
About to get busy? Let's fucking go. That's a milestone.
You're actually further away from your goals than when you started. Sorry, I need like motivational clips for my side project. Let's get to the motivational side of this, huh?
I actually was in Portugal, which is where you would find whale people.
Okay.
People who live in skin whales.
That's wild.
Well, speaking of whales, they have that whole those riots in the UK. I don't know if you guys heard about that. Because there was a guy from Wales.
Huge women. Sorry.
You know what we call in Spanish, they call them tortas, but it's okay. We love all body shapes on this podcast.
Love them.
For real. Anyway, there was like
I am a huge woman.
You're technically, right?
In some ways, yeah.
Or literally.
Mm-hmm. In some ways.
In my biology? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In your stomach biome? Yeah.
My stomach biome is something else right now. My stomach biome is not a huge woman. It is a force that's on fire and it needs help.
Can we get some audio of that?
I need a probiotic.
What about a prebiotic?
I should do that too. Both are good.
And you're pro-immigration, right? Probiotic, pro-immigration?
Yeah.
Because you want your
natural correlation.
Well, it all goes back to her Egyptian boyfriend.
Immigrate things into the gut. Yeah. My Egyptian boyfriend, who is not the non-binary whale.
You got multiple.
Skinner. He's Egyptian toilet manufacturing data man.
That's
porta potties, though, to be specific, because he's about mobility rather than
placements. Lucky girl, or lucky guy. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to talk immigration, and I want to get your updated motivation tips for our viewers, because a lot of our viewers aren't able to get up. They don't want it enough, and they don't know that they don't want it. So what gets you up in the morning?
Usually a little bit of nausea. I mean, honestly, what gets me up in the morning is understanding that this is my only shot.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
No, that's really good. That's strong.
That, like, I could, if I want to throw it away, I can. If I'm like, this isn't it, I could, but if I do that, then it's over.
And you don't waste the shot, right?
Yeah.
You can't make
it. And the shot is expansive. It's as long as I'm alive, so.
I've and got it's time. Multiple shots. To an extent.
Yeah,
right? It's
under one. Yeah, but you can't discount that it's all connected, because then you won't be ready
for you could crash out the on future. The journey. Yeah. Well, it's a journey path.
Because once you start having bad habits and doing, like, bad shit, mm-hmm. it totally affects my whole path. It even affects my past, because my memory gets more negative.
Yeah, the mind is so powerful.
You only have one shot to appreciate your life. I would maybe say what it is.
Absolutely.
Because, like, if you even, like, hate past, that's, like, waking up and, like, hating your past, I feel like it's what makes people get real, like, stuck.
Yeah. So
they're like, I fucking hate my life. Like, why did I... But because it's like, you don't hate your life, you hate your past. Because you hate everything that's happened.
Yeah.
Like, right now is like, there's nothing to know about it because it's new.
Know about, like, the future?
Yeah. Like, you don't know what your day is going to be like. You get to make it.
anyway, I was saying, the universe will always say yes to whatever you have.
I think that's so real. Well, I think it's like the universe supports...
Anything you like, see.
Yeah, like, because, like, when I tell myself my life's fucked up.
And it
like,
is.
I'm, like, a fuck-up and everything's bad.
It
like,
will be.
Bad shit just happens over and over because you keep making decisions that are, like, making that your... Because you decided that's your reality, so, like, that's
you said
your
it.
Reality.
And it affirms. And then if you say, I have the best luck, I have everything, once again, it is affirmed and real.
Yeah.
So that's, like, it's so powerful, man. People don't really understand that, I think. But hopefully one more person will after this.
It's complicated, though, because everybody's doing that themselves, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like people's own realities do intermix. So I feel like you can get swayed even when you're, like,
doing oh, yeah. shit.
Because it's like there's people who make... I think what country we live in is a huge influence also on, like... It's like you make your decisions for your reality to be good. But you have to take into account that there's other people also making decisions for your reality, and you just have to choose to, like, accept them and focus on yours.
Yeah, the energy of, like, your circle, like, does rub off on you, even if you're that. People say that they've been saying that for years, right?
Yeah.
You are who you hang with.
The whole psychology thing where you're, like, the five people that you spend the most time with become, like, kind of who you are.
The reflection of yourself.
We're very social creatures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We pick up each other's, we're like sponges. But I think you can have control over how much you take in versus how much you put out. It's like a force field kind of thing.
A force field?
Mm-hmm. Like you can choose to be strong in like yourself and your identity and not get swayed by people around you, I think.
Oh, absolutely.
You think?
Yeah, like him. I'm not persuaded by him at all.
Yeah, you are.
Maybe just a little bit.
Just a little bit. It's all about being influenced and influencing others.
Yeah.
That's what a wise person said.
Yeah.
Life.
Life. Life said that. The Life cereal box said that.
I mean, what I don't like is, like, the CIA taking control of, like, these concepts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, like, going back to, like, the Vietnam War and, like, rock and roll, LSD, like, these mushrooms, anything, these are all things that the CIA may or may not have invented, but they definitely weaponize it. Say they didn't invent rock and roll, they definitely weaponized it.
You use the word weaponized a lot today.
Just like, second. In general. Really? Well, because, like...
You started with weaponized.
Think about it. You've heard this? Like, Jim Morrison, Hendrix, like, these were all kind of CIA, like... agents to an extent, because if everybody is on drugs, on LSD in a field, dancing to music, they can't be also angry about the carpet bombing, in this case, you know, in Vietnam and around the world.
I wasn't listening for like 10 seconds and then I heard carpet bombing and it got really real and now I need to make sure I know what we're talking about.
Okay, basically the thing...
I get what you're saying, also just like... What does this have to do with anything?
Because what we were just talking about, like, like the manifestation and affirmation and everything.
Yeah.
So it's like all these like
for more carpet bombing.
Well, I'm saying like the CIA will weaponize anything. They'll take what we're saying about like, you know, psychic or like, mm-hmm. you know, divine power and like weaponize it for yeah. their own causes.
Yeah.
And then there was something else that I forgot.
That's why sometimes I feel like you gotta keep your shit secret a little
oh,
bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's like telling people like all your secrets yeah. to being successful.
Don't have a podcast.
Don't have. I have some secrets that I keep close to the heart.
Good, yeah. Uh-huh. They're always listening.
Powers, yeah. magical powers. People yeah. don't know about.
But you gotta tell the people you love.
Yeah.
How to make it.
People who are going to use their powers for good.
Yeah.
Only for good.
Only for
discern.
Good.
CERN.
Mm-hmm. You know CERN?
Yeah.
The collider. Yeah. I love that. These are all my topics. I touch on CERN.
Have you gotten all your political stuff out of
no,
the way?
No, we haven't even started. But I want to, before we get lost, talk about your headlining show in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
What can you tell us?
Well, I'm moving to New York in 2 weeks.
What?
So we could talk about that. That's exciting.
Yeah, let's talk
congrats.
About
you told us last year you wanted to do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. About this time last year, I didn't have enough money. And then this year, I was like, fuck it, I just gotta go. I still don't have enough money, but I'm ready. Well, I'm doing okay.
Saving up for it?
I am coming back to Minneapolis twice in October, though, and headlining Comedy Corner to kind of like I'm trying to form a new hour shows. Ooh. So it's like only like $5. Come. Give me a little bit of your time, and I'll show you a good time.
What day is it on?
Oh.
My promotion. October.
That's a good promotion. Yeah.
Thanks.
October 7th.
It's two Sundays, and I think it's October 7th and October
20th. No, it's not.
20th.
October Sunday. October 7th
maybe
is a Monday.
Maybe it's 6th. Yeah, October 6th and October 20th.
That's good.
If you go on my
you don't
Instagram,
want it to be October.
Why do you know that?
I work with a cow.
Well, it's good that you know that. Honestly.
Well, I'm actually housing a couple members of
Hamas.
I'm just kidding. Jesus, no. The more you learn about...
Don't let BB know.
Yeah, fuck no. Please. I mean, that was a joke. Fuck, I don't want to fucking... Wake up under a fucking...
You're talking about a cover bombing. They're going to
yeah,
cover bomb
bro,
you.
Oh, God, bro. We have large suspicions that there's a giant Hamas operation under Francisco's fucking bedroom. Fuck that, man. Hell no.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It also...
Anyways, come to my shows
in
October.
Yeah, exactly.
Come to my shows in October. Anyways.
Yeah, come to the Emma Dahlenberg show.
October 6th, man. October 20th.
Now, what... Are you considering filming a special in the next... time like short
I don't have any time frame when I have a show that I feel like I want to put out I'll do it
like an hour or like
yeah
but then you'll be doing that like many times recording many times and
yeah
because like,
I don't have an hour that I'm like this is like I'm ready to just like put this out
but I don't know if people
are
I mean,
jokes that I'm getting really sick of doing though so it's like I'm trying to get it like structured so I can like kind of just like put it out and release but
yeah
also I don't want to do something before I'm ready
no for sure
no
and maybe people aren't ready for an hour. Maybe even just like a 15 or a 30 would be...
I think it'd be fun to do a 30-minute tape soon.
30 would be fire.
Yeah.
What's in the next 3 years?
Would you retire some of those jokes then? Like,
yeah.
So you would put them in there, perform, get them out, and then kind of never really touch them again?
Maybe I'd do them as hits.
As
know,
hits, yeah,
later
yeah, yeah,
in the
yeah.
day when I'm like...
Or like, it's like ammo, right? It's like, you can just, you know you have some... If you're blanking,
yeah.
you definitely have something right away.
What like, I actually want to do is I want to put out like... It'd be cool maybe to do 2 30-minute sets, and I want to do... Actually, I kind of want to do 3. I want to shoot 1 in the U.S., 1 in Berlin, and 1 in Istanbul.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
And, like, I adjust all of them to each place.
Yeah.
And then, like, have, like, a trio that goes out. Because I've seen comics put out, like, multi-location specials, and
yeah, yeah.
I feel most connected to those.
No, that's sweet. And each one with its own branding and like.
So yeah, I mean,
do it in Minneapolis probably.
I mean, so how was it like performing overseas and everything else?
Awesome.
Like,
it's English, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did like they? So what? How did this tour even like come about? Like,
I just wanted to go back because like when I lived there for like when I was all like homeless and shit, like just having a weird time when I was 23.
Oh, if fans of Emma know the Germany stories, right? The deportation.
Yeah. You'll know about the deportation. Don't need to get into details. However, I am starting to write more about that in a new way, which has been fun.
Okay.
But when I was there at that time, I was doing a bunch of shows and meeting all these people who like produce solo shows, and I ran my solo show like 3 times when I was there. And I was not ready to do it. Like, they were not awesome. But, the last one wasn't horrible. So, the last one, I was like, I can kind of do this. And, my car got totaled. So, I didn't have a car. But
you had a car out there?
My car here winter. So, I just got a couple grand and was like, this is enough money to go see if this works. And
the insurance check.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Did it. And it did work. Yeah. It was awesome. It was like, I found... Because there was somebody that I knew would, I had already worked with in Switzerland, so I knew I could go there. Somebody that I'd worked with in the Netherlands, I knew I could go there. I knew I could find someone in Berlin because I lived there. I knew I could set up in Cologne because I had lived there. And then I saw someone from Istanbul was following me, so I was like, I'm going to try to hit them up so I can, because I just wanted to go there.
Mm.
And then I posted those, and one in Prague I knew. And I posted those, and Prague, then some other people reached out to me, so it became like a 12 city.
Damn. So with your really cool. Your phone must just be like filled with contacts, right? I feel like you're one of the best networkers around. You're talking about an international.
I do have but it's interesting because it's if that's the thing though, if you have one person in each city,
that's all you need. Yeah. Even Russ talks about in the music industry how you only need the guy at Spotify, the guy at Urban Radio, and alternative radio, whatever.
I think one it's other guy. Decreasing almost. A network that's expansive, but not overwhelming.
Well, key players, bro. I mean, just high valuable connections. Yeah.
Well, people that you actually fuck with who also see you, who are gonna be I will help you with what you need. I'm not gonna just string you along and ghost you.
Because there's plenty of that. We can all bark up the executive at wherever all day, and they're not gonna fucking turn an eye. Mm-hmm. No, that's love, and that goes back to doing shit yourself. When we did a tour, we also just mapped it out. Yeah. And it sounds like that's what you did too. You just did it yourself. No one's going to do it for you.
Yeah. And it's fun. So powerful. It's like, why wouldn't I just try to go?
No, absolutely.
Because even if each show is bad, I'm in the coolest cities ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fuck, I bombed, but go outside. It's this is amazing.
Yeah. Oh, I guess I have to recover from that set being kind of mid by walking around Vienna and smoking cigarettes with my friend from Germany who lives here now. It's it's a good vibe.
No, it's too perfect. Yeah. I mean, I've been looking at it like that too recently, is just 10 years in the game, just everything that we do. And I don't want to talk about it too much by giving out the sauce, but it just feels there's no failure really. You can fail, but it's all for something, you know? So I just feel like anything we put out, and this is not very humble, but it's just you know, it just feels like it's perfect regardless, even if it's a failure, you know?
Yeah. And my favorite, my actual motivation, I would say, my real role model quote, a Kobe quote, where an interviewer asked him, do you, what motivates you? Are you trying to not lose or are you trying to win? And it was and he was just neither. I'm just trying to learn either way. Because if I win and I don't learn, that's a loss. And if I lose and I don't learn, that's a loss.
Yeah.
So if I lose and I learn something, I'm going to be better. And if I win and I learn something, I'm going to be better. So it's the same result. Yeah, and that shit is just so freeing, because then it doesn't matter.
Oh, extremely freeing.
But it feels so horrible to take an L and then just be so down on yourself that you don't even be okay, what do I need to alter? Because that's though if you look at life through different perspectives, then you have a different life. If I would look at that tour and take every show that wasn't at this standard that I want to put at is something that hurt me, I'd be real hurt. You know, I'd be real hurt.
Yeah.
But if I take every show that doesn't go how I want it and I see it as a piece of data, but it's definitely. Just okay, now I'm a better comic.
Fuck, I forgot what I was gonna say, bro.
I don't always think that, like that though. Sometimes I get really sad.
Choker.
Thanks.
Hell yeah. But
keeps me grounded.
No, yeah.
Keeps the dog on the chain.
Keeps the dog on the chain.
I'll remember.
It's a shock collar, actually. You activate it by saying a secret code.
Dude, Kobe, man, rest in peace.
That was the code.
Jesus, yeah. No, they try
Kobe
to
RIP.
Stop it, guys.
Yeah. Quit breaking out my hero.
They took him out. Like, that was a hit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Helicopters are dangerous, but also, like, there's certain people that vibrate at a high frequency, like Kobe did, and, like, Bob Marley and John Lennon, like, that were all assassinated. Prince. Yeah.
Whoa.
Killed, man.
Prince is my hero, also.
Well, they tried to take the Trump plane down recently, too.
Whoa.
Yeah. They try to get him every day. I don't know if he'll make it to the election.
Honestly, dude. I'm surprised there aren't more hits out on Kamala.
Oh, they're coming.
They probably will be. Whoa, you said that like you knew.
Oh, yeah. I don't
know. You gotta be careful.
Yeah, man, you already said that you're housing Hamas.
The what?
You already said you're housing Hamas, so just...
That's fucked up, bro. I think I talked about this on the last pod, but that the Trump assassin, bro, the day of, they went to his crib, and it was medically sterile. The house was clinically sterile.
Weird.
Yeah, it didn't look like anyone was living there. Like, there wasn't a single dish, like a dirty dish or anything.
Well, he's probably gone all the time. And he has maids.
The guy who shot Trump?
Oh, I thought you meant Trump.
No, the Trump shooter.
Oh, that's weird. Like, he knew he was going to die?
I mean, he definitely knew he was going to die. But, like, why was the house medically sterile?
Oh, because they sent the CIA there to wipe it. To cover up.
Inside job.
Weird, dude.
Maybe.
Tim Walz actually went and cleaned it up.
Oh my god.
That's just being a damn good neighbor.
Can you do more Tim Walz impressions?
I think that's my only one.
Come on, man.
You just have to include damn into any sentence. Like,
yeah. Mind your damn
business.
I want
every American to feel the joy I feel when I drink unlimited milk at the fair.
Do I have any other notes?
My daughter Hope is named Hope because she brought me hope.
After that DUI.
There's nothing more than that. Yeah.
I got something right here.
Okay.
Papaya John's. It's Mexican pizza chain.
My weed right now is called papaya.
We had some of that over in Mexico. Fucking fire.
Yeah?
I swear.
Oh, I wonder, is it the same, you think?
Maybe not, but like, maybe
close. Must be a strain or something.
Yeah. It's just fire.
It's pretty cool.
Papaya.
Papaya.
Yeah.
Shout out to my bleep.
What else you guys want to talk about? What else?
I saw on your story you started watching Succession.
Yeah, I'm obsessed.
The fuck do you think about it?
I love it. I love it so much. It's like...
It's such
like,
a great show.
I'm trying to watch shows that everybody says are good, because I had like a weirdly... I don't know. I haven't, like, watched most things that people have watched. Like,
yeah.
Just, like, I think it's probably just because my attention span is short, so I can't watch those, like, long-ass HBO shows.
But that one's, like,
It had me immediately.
Yeah.
So is that the one with,
I've been working on a bit about it now. So I'm going to have some Succession material in the October show.
I'm in soon, man.
I can't wait.
Is that the Apple show?
No.
What am I thinking?
HBO.
It's HBO.
What am I thinking? Severance.
Severance. No, it's not the same.
Like rich people Roundhouse. Doing shit. Have you seen Succession?
No.
But really good, dude. You'd like it.
So good. You just reminded me about what I was going to say earlier. So I don't like that the CIA, like, you know how art imitates life and life imitates art?
Yeah.
So we're just primed to fucking, like, there's basically a show on HBO called Veep where it's like.
I love that show.
Yeah, so it's like a female president, right? So it's like, bruh, they just like put it. Right in front of you for you to be ready, you know. It's like,
well, it was like played off of like Hillary a little bit, right?
I mean, they've been trying to we get dog walked into everything, you know,
walked into everything. We're a bunch of fucking
Punks. Talking about dogs earlier.
Well, think about it.
Everybody says dogs.
Okay, we're talking about being primed and dog walked into the manufactured consent. Yeah. Veep show on HBO. Female president, United States. Did you know President of Ukraine, Vladimir Zelensky, was on a TV show about a fucking guy who became the president?
Yeah, I am.
A fucking guy.
And then they just ended up hiring all the fucking writers from the show to be in the administration.
Really?
Yeah.
What? That's crazy.
After three seasons, he actually ran and won, and with the help of the United States, of course, 2014. I just think it's wild.
That is crazy.
And so you see, like, the aliens in the movies and stuff, like, a lot of this shit's real. We're talking about the Chinese aliens, Indian aliens.
Yeah.
You know, that's why there's all these races.
Ukrainian aliens? Maybe.
Ukrainian aliens.
There's all of them.
Ukraine.
Yeah, dude.
Ukrainians.
Do you think the Trump not dying was divine intervention? Like, with the assassination attempt?
Dude literally turned like this and missed.
Like, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, was that some kind of thing where if he would have died, it would have been chaos around the world? The next day you would have had, this is all Alex Jones saying this, and he's right on a lot of stuff.
So.
He's right on a lot of stuff, but you would have had black churches bombed the next day, and then they would have blamed the Trump people, and then boom, that's the start of the Civil War in the United States. And guess what? Now you got to sign up to go outside and take a walk. You just got to sign up, like, you know, make sure we know where you're at, you know, because it's civil unrest. We wouldn't want you to get hurt, you know, and maybe you could put your phone over here at night, you know.
That's scary.
Fucked up. So was there a divine intervention there, an alien, an angel, something that made him not get his head blown on international television at 2 p.m. in the afternoon?
I don't know, man. Dude took 5 shots and missed every single one of them.
I think it's just a bad shot. I mean, maybe, though. Maybe.
You see where I'm coming from.
Like, I think things would have been pretty insane.
If he got his brains blown out?
Yeah.
On fucking TV at 2 p.m.?
Yeah, or would everybody kind of be like, oh, thank God.
Or would you have... But then those bombings at the churches, bro.
Would that have happened?
That's what... Yeah. Probably.
Well, who's to say? Who's really to say?
Yeah, who is to say? It didn't happen. So.
I love that answer.
It could have been God, or it was just a kid with a bad shot.
Or he just turned his head. That's all it was.
Mm-hmm. Trump says he shouldn't be alive. If you ask him, he's like, I actually shouldn't even be alive right now. I don't know, man. Just something to think about.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, just not gonna lie though, that photo after the fact, that was a hard ass fucking photo, man. Like, you can't, no matter what side you're on, you can't say that him just being like, just.
Well, that was weird, man. It was weird.
It's like, what the fuck?
Because like they had eyes on the guy the whole time. Local police wasn't even briefed by Secret Service.
All those people got fired too.
Really?
Yeah.
The Secret Service?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then, the director stepped down.
That's insane. And then I saw a footage angle, like, right before it happened. One Secret Service told a camera guy to, like, go up front in that exact moment. So it's like, I don't know. I don't want to get too into it, but
wow.
There's some fishy stuff. We'll learn more.
I feel like you already have.
Gotten into it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I regret it.
Oh.
Guys. Anything else before we wrap up? RFK dropping out, endorsing Trump. You didn't know who RFK was a year ago either, so fuck it. I'm not even going to fucking try. Yeah.
I would like to just say, you know, I looked at the stars last night. It was nice. I haven't done that in a minute.
Did you know there's more trees on Earth than there are stars in the galaxy?
That's an awesome fact.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Sick. And without the stars, there wouldn't be trees.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And the trees, yeah.
Without the trees, there wouldn't be humans. So without the stars, there wouldn't be us.
Yeah. Are we all just stardust, huh?
Yeah. So technically, there's more stars than trees if we're all stardust.
I guess it is your definition of a star.
Are we dusty stars?
Are we all stars?
Because of the audience. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For watching and sticking with us, man. Emma Dolenberg. Tamed right now, untamed on the stage, October 6th.
You know it! I'm just in a constant state of electroshock right now, thanks to the bringing up Kobe.
Oh, fuck yeah. Flow state all the way, man. Lock in, man. Remember, eat the frog first thing in the morning. It tastes better when you don't have to think about eating the frog all day. And the frog is the hardest thing you have to do all day. Your discipline, man. Get the fuck out of bed.
That's going to be on the next, like, 2-3 weeks.
Let's make that a song, what you just said.
That part?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of bed.
Eat the frog in the morning. Get the fuck out of bed. Eat the frog in the morning. Get the fuck out of bed. Eat the frog in the morning. And there's like ribbits like being like mixed in the background. Well,
the ribbits are the beat. Ribbit.
Yeah. It's like pond sounds. That'd be cool.
Don't let anyone tell you can't do it. Remember, left wing, right wing, it's all the same fucking bird, man.
And you can't fly without both sides.
That was kind of hard.
Boom.
You can't fly with what?
Without both sides. You need the left wing and the right wing.
We don't need... Yeah, fuck it, man. Vote Cornel West, Jill Stein. Fuck it.
Guys. TM. I mean, TW, Tamals. I flipped it. TW,
Yeah, we extend this invitation to Kamala Harris to come sit down and talk to us. We also extend the invitation to Trump, man. Get to come talk to your constituents, man. How about that? If you want to earn this vote.
Wait, this is a pro Trump podcast? I didn't know.
No, it's not. What? I didn't know. We just opened it up to everyone. We just told you the bird.
Oh, dude, that was news to me. I'm not even gonna lie.
No, I just told you to vote for the anti-war. Anti-war people. Yeah, man. Ilhan Omar, come on, man. We need the clout. Come on the pod.
What other politician do you just want to name drop for no
reason? J.D. Vance.
Oh, actually, he would be interesting to have on the podcast.
Did you see him? They went to a donut shop. He was like, I'm actually running for vice president. And they were like, okay. It's just awkward, man.
Because fucking Tim Walz goes in and like...
He's like,
Yeah, he loves. So passionate. Yeah. Wow. He went into like a donut shop and got like all these donuts, and then everybody's like freaking out.
He's like, we're actually getting donuts and doing a little event on the side. And they're like, he's so relatable.
Whoa.
Well, thanks again. Subscribe, please. Emma Dahlenberg on all platforms.
And New York.
New York.
Oh, yeah. Be out there.
Yeah, hella tour dates.
I'll try to be everywhere. That's the goal.
Emma Dahlenberg from the Emma Dahlenberg podcast.
I'm figuring out how to clone myself.
Yeah, emmadahlenberg.com for all used. Are you doing used clothes on there too?
Maybe. Eventually.
Okay. How's the OnlyFans going, by the way?
Pretty good. Yeah? Emma Dean Comedy on there as well.
Are you under contract?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Is it just just comedy shit on
December.
There?
December. Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, yo.
Pretty much, it's just comedy.
On my OnlyFans, I only post comedy. Just this is the whole clip.
This is my OnlyFans. It's just me twitching.
Okay. Well, dude, thanks for coming on here again. We appreciate you. And Godspeed in New York, my friend.
Thanks, man.
Don't forget about
thanks
us.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, we'll come visit you if you have us in your closet.
Yeah, a New York street video. I'll do it with you.
Oh,
that would be legit. Mm-hmm. That would be a fun time.
That'd be really cool.
It would be.
Yeah. Imagine us on the metro, just like fucking.
Just asking people questions. Yeah.
Let's go crazy, man. That shit. Would be cool. Almost Spicy, Emma Dahlenberg, Ben. Back on my bullshit. I forgot that was your name. Francisco. Have a good night.